More than $1 billion is heading to homeowners in Maryland, Virginia, and the district as part of a settlement with banks over deceptive mortgage lending practices. So are these developments changing the dynamics of the local housing market? We're joined by Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. And Eldad, the goal here, obviously, to prevent foreclosures or short sales, which is obviously a good thing for propping up property values. But are there any indications so far that the settlement will actually do that? I know it's early on and tough to get a feel on this, but what are you seeing out there?
Well, you're right. It is a little early on to come to any real conclusions. The intention is great, but you know what they say, the path to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
I think the reality is that, you know, anything that keeps people from being foreclosed on and having to short sell is a good thing. What we don't really know yet is it just going to be a little blip on the needle, or is it going to be significant?
And the foreclosure thing is a major, major issue. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. You said parts of Prince George's County, parts of Montgomery County could be dealing with a flood of foreclosures once this court-imposed dam breaks and lets these properties onto the market. So is this enough of a step to kind of alleviate that, or is that issue still looming over the heads of a lot of home sellers?
It is still looming. We call that shadow inventory. Will this help? It will. To what extent remains to be seen. I think it's not going to be huge, so still something to be very concerned about.
Has it trickled down to the point where clients are bringing this up immediately to you, or is this still just kind of a side note, this whole settlement?
I think for a lot of people, it's a side note. More and more we'll hear about it as we move forward. But it's key to get the word out, and some people will really benefit from this.
Yeah, and if someone isn't sure whether or not they'll be helped by the settlement, what should they do?
Okay, so there's five banks involved here, essentially, right? Ally, GMAC, Bank of America, Citibank, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo. Each one of them has set up an 800 phone line. I actually posted that on my blog, and I believe we're going to have that up soon for people to
have
go
that
to.
On WTOP.com.
Exactly. So first and foremost, if you happen to be working with one of those banks or did, that's where your mortgage is, I would call them right away to find out.
Yeah. Eldad, always good to have you on. Before we go really quickly, what areas were hot this week? What have you been seeing a lot?
Interestingly enough, North Arlington, very hot. And I actually was in LaDroit Park a couple days ago. Client was very excited. Unfortunately, this particular property had 12 offers. So we moved on, unfortunately.
So when you realtors say that if you drop the price, you'll get some offers, that actually is true sometimes. I thought it was just one of those big lies that everybody says.
They didn't even drop the price. It was 2 days on the market. They just came in at the right price, and that neighborhood is hot right now.
Wow. Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster, always good to have you with us.